Just love that, Van Morrison. That's Someone Like You. Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Robbie Fogarty with you for Saturday Live. Every now and again, they let myself and Ed Finn out of prison to visit far-flung places. We're at the RDS Simmons Court today for the Holiday World Show, which is happening all weekend, wrapping up tomorrow evening. Yesterday, a very busy day by all accounts. There is so much to see here, so much information if you're planning a holiday for 2023, and that's partly the reason we're here, to give you some of that right across the morning. Ed, my partner in crime, is here with me. We got a fabulous holiday to Croatia to give away, which we'll tell you about in about 15 minutes or so, but it looks amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Lovely Croatia Airlines, Robbie, full service airline, the good old full service days, and three nights at a beautiful four-star hotel as well in Dubrovnik, of course, which is like medieval beauty, going back in time, famous for loads of things.
Like a bit like yourself, a medieval beauty yet. Who have we got with us? We got a guest.
Yes, we do. We have a former president of the Irish Travel Agents Association, Robbie, and the proprietor of the travel broker, travel expert, Claire Dunn, is joining us this morning. Claire, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Ed. Good morning to you all. How are you doing?
Yeah, and I believe you had record numbers here yesterday for the opening, which was brilliant to hear.
It was thronged here yesterday. It's so good to be back after all the 3 years of nothing. So it's fantastic to be here again and see everybody looking at holidays. Everybody wants to go away this year. The excitement is fantastic.
Yeah, and I suppose, Claire, as well, I mean, it's been a terrible experience, the whole COVID thing, and travel agents are nothing if they're not resilient, you've weathered the storm. You must be, the word deposit and refund must echo in your nightmares,
do they? We're not talking about refunds anymore. But the refunds are done,
to be
right?
Positive this lovely Saturday morning. Claire, 50% up on bookings since 2019, just in January.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, there's so much pent-up demand now. People want to go away. We've been locked into our houses and in our towns for 3 years, so everyone wants to go away. And everybody's trying to get away to whatever way they want to go, wherever way they want to go. So short haul, long haul, on a cruise, whatever it is, just to get away for even a few days makes a huge difference to your mental health and your well-being.
Yeah, and of course, we're focusing on Croatia today, a beautiful country. You know, in the travel business, accessibility is everything. Croatia has 11 airports, I didn't realise. It's like amazing.
And it's served by three airlines. You've got Ryanair, Aer Lingus, and Croatia Airlines. And Croatia Airlines, full-service airline. Back to the olden days that I remember when I started in the business. So you get your drinks and meal and everything on board. So it's fantastic. Lovely.
Yeah, and I mean, for somebody who hasn't been to Croatia there before, I mean, I know we went on a few trips which were wonderful. We went to Dubrovnik and Savtat and Sebenic and Vodice and all these wonderful places. Exactly. I mean, what would you recommend for somebody now for their first, with the first foot into Croatia?
It depends, I suppose, on what you're looking for. Whether you want a city break, obviously Dubrovnik is fantastic for city break. Old town there, the cobbled streets, Game of Thrones, if you're into that, all the fortresses, the cathedrals, you know, the little restaurants. Oh, it's fantastic. But if you're looking for a sunshine holiday or a beach holiday, Croatia has that absolutely as well. And they do beautiful cruises around the islands. So there's lots to choose from. And I was reading up about this a while ago, and they were saying you could spend 30 days in Croatia and do different things all the time. We don't really realise that from here in Ireland. We think Croatia maybe is just a small little place. Actually, it's a big country.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, it has the Euro now as well. It's the pearl of the Adriatic. One thing that struck me when I went to Zagreb for the first time a few years ago, they've won awards for their Christmas markets. Yeah. The whole city becomes a Christmas market. It was kind of like Prague in a way. They've 2,500 coffee shops, cafes. I mean, the Art Nouveau buildings. It's just beautiful. So, I mean, it's the culture up there.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And not many people in Ireland have been to Zagreb yet. So that's really one to put on your list. I was there in the summer just before the pandemic, I think it was 2019, and they had the Courtyards Festival, which was absolutely gorgeous. All these palaces and old houses open up their courtyards, and they've music and they've wine and a little bit of food. Oh, it's gorgeous. They also have a pop-up garden festival in the summer, same sort of thing, so you get access to gardens that you wouldn't have been able to get into, and you just sort of go from one to the other. The courtyards particularly is a secret. You find the first one and then you get a clue to where the next one is. So you have to sort of go on a courtyard hopping during holiday or night time, you know. It's great, really, really good fun.
Brilliant. And of course, I mean, there's tour operators here like Croatia Tours. Yeah. I mean, they deal with all the travel agents, so they've got these lovely, they still have those gorgeous coloured brochures. Yeah, I love a good brochure, Claire.
And they're our go-to people. I mean, if we, you know, because they are the experts on Croatia. So, I mean, the travel broker is a travel agent. We look after the whole world. But when we want in-depth knowledge, we go to the people. That's the beauty of a travel agent. You're like a one-stop shop. You can come to us, but we will always be only one person away from an expert in the destination that you want to go to.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, Sarah, I mean, delighted to hear that things are going well. It's fabulous for the travel business. And I'd say to anybody, come down to Holiday World. You can win prizes. You can get deals here that you won't get in the week.
And soak up the atmosphere. I mean, everyone is in such good form here. Yesterday, the atmosphere was electric. Everybody is so excited about being able to travel again. It's fantastic. So we're looking forward to seeing you here at Holiday World.
So would you have the kettle on now, Claire, at your stand if you pop over?
Absolutely, absolutely. You come talk to me.
Maybe a bit of Croatian wine. Have you got a few bottles of that gorgeous Croatian?
It's a bit early for that.
Leave that to you now, Ed, you know, but my stand, N2A, off you go. Yeah. Come along.
Great stuff.
Thanks so much to Claire from Travel Broker. As Ed says, lots to see and do here. Doors open at 11 o'clock this morning. If you're looking for some advice as to where you would like to head to, Croatia being one of these fabulous destinations, of course, we're giving away a holiday for that. I'll tell you exactly how you can enter in the next 10 or 15 minutes here on Saturday Live. Aretha Franklin on the way next on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. Saturday Live.